Welcome to the Daily Tech News Wrap-Up. I'm your host, Robert Rosenfeld, and these are the biggest tech headlines for today, Wednesday, August 8th, 2012. Starbucks is going square. The coffee giant struck a deal with San Francisco mobile payment startup Square to start using the Square payment system for all debit and credit cards in Starbucks stores. Starbucks is also investing $25 million into the company. Reaction from users on the web seems to be overwhelmingly positive. And just to note, this isn't the first big deal Square has made. The company is already located in a handful of popular retail stores across the U.S. currently, including your local Apple store. Apple has temporarily stopped password resets over the phone. Following the hacking story of Wired writer Matt Honan, the security holes used to gain access to his Apple account have been noted and being worked on. The company issued a statement saying, quote, "We're asking customers who need to reset their passwords to continue to use our online I Forgot system," which is located at iforgot.apple.com. This is different than as before, when users were able to call Apple with their billing address and last four digits of their credit card number on file to get access to a temporary password. And Netflix steps up its user interface for kids. Netflix has been working to expand the kids section of its website for about a year now, and the company is now just releasing a Just for Kids UI for the Xbox 360. The user interface is simplified and easy to navigate, targeting kids with popular shows that they might watch. The company hopes that this will improve this particular demographic and may convince mommy or daddy to buy the Netflix account for little Junior to watch his shows. Those are the biggest tech headlines for today. I'm Robert Rosenfeld, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.